Well, Eddie Obeid is associated with the ousting of several New South Wales Labor leaders. MP and former Premier Nathan Rees was one of them. He joins us now from his electorate in Sydney. Nathan Rees, thanks for joining us. What's your reaction to these recommendations of criminal charges against two of your former colleagues?
Well, it's staggering. I mean, the airing of these machinations over many months has been very damaging for the Labor Party, and it will take some time for us to restore people's trust in us. But this is a small step. It's important that justice be seen to be done. These findings will be welcomed by the Labor Party and by many people in the community. And it's the end of a chapter. As Peter said, we now move to Supreme Court considerations. So there's potentially another chapter. But this is very significant in terms of stemming the damage that has been done by the airing of these allegations.
Well, they were shocking revelations, you know, political corruption on a massive scale, defrauding the people of New South Wales of hundreds of millions of dollars. How damaging is this to the Labor brand, just as the Prime Minister is preparing to call an election?
Well, I've estimated it's worth about 2-3% primary vote. Now, there's no way in the world that I can empirically demonstrate that, but I make it my business to talk to lots of people in my electorate and around New South Wales, and this issue emerges time and again. The infamy of the characters involved has spread into the federal sphere and the federal election campaign, which is why the Prime Minister has stepped in and intervened in an operation of the New South Wales branch of the Labor Party.
You mentioned infamy there. You were Premier of this state, the leader of this party, when these two men were ministers. You're still a Labor MP. Do you feel tainted?
I feel ashamed of the behaviours that have been aired in the ICAC, and I know many of my colleagues do. I sacked Ian McDonald, so, you know, in a sense, I hold my head high on this stuff. I believe I did the right thing at the time, and if the circumstances arose again, then I'd do exactly the same thing. This is a taint on parliamentarians everywhere, whether they're Liberal or Labor or any other stripe. The hard work that goes on by hundreds of good parliamentarians on both sides across Australia is smeared when these sorts of acts of maladministration in public office are aired, and it's been a shameful period, one that these sorts of findings, one would hope, would put us back on the right track.
You speak in the past tense there, but to what extent is the Labor Party still in the grip of the sort of factional corruption that was on display so vividly at this inquiry?
Well, massively less so now than 2 or 3 years ago, let me put it that way. There's been a number of changes to the operation of the party. By way of example, John Robertson and the head office have insisted that factions not meet and factions not bind. So that's very significant. I'm confident that that the exercise of enormous power by a tiny minority won't occur again.
Do you think that this will speed up, this inquiry will speed up the pace of reform across the party? We heard the Prime Minister speaking earlier about zero tolerance for corruption.
Yes, I do. I think it's been a train coming down a tunnel, this issue, and I've been saying to people for some years that the party needs to reform in order to make sure that a small minority in a sub-faction cannot control the whole party. And we are now at the point now where substantial reform has become an inevitability, and we have to keep that pressure on in order to make Labor in New South Wales in the first instance, but across Australia more generally, a mainstream party once again.
Nathan Rees, you very much personally felt the power of this faction. Are you satisfied that this corruption inquiry has exposed all the facts?
Oh, well, look, it's been pretty extensive. I've read the vast bulk of the transcripts. I'd congratulate the ICAC and their investigators for the methodical and painstaking work that they've undertaken over an extended period. The revelations about the family trusts and all the different financial machinations that have been aired, I think stagger most people who are PAYE taxpayers to have that sort of thing aired. I think the ICAC has done a very thorough job.
Nathan Rees, former New South Wales Labor Premier, thanks very much for joining us.
Good on you, Arnold.